Daf Sadi Aleph. So we got a few lines down. We're at the Amar Mar, around six lines down the end of the line. The Gemara is the Amar Mar. So we're discussing Hol Machlokes with Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonas, and Rabbi Yoshia. We're now quoting a brice we had earlier about the different karbanos that require the Nesachim. So Gemara says Amar Mar Toda Minayin. How do you know that the carbon Toda requires Nesachim? Tamalomer O Zevach. The word O comes to include the Toda as well. So asks the Gemara Atu Toda Lav Zevach. The word Zevach alone should have been sufficient to include the Toda. Why do you have to have a separate drasha of O to include the carbon Toda? So Gemara explains that I would have thought, had you only had the word Zevach, that whole Ve'ikal Lechem Bahada, since carbon Toda has Lechem with it, Lo Tibai Nisachem, it shouldn't require Nisachem, because it already has something that accompanies it. A Stam carbon is pretty dry without the Nisachem, so the Nisachem is there to accompany it. But the carbon Toda already has Lachme Toda. There's no need for an additional Nisachem, so therefore you need a special Joshua O, that even the carbon Toda requires Nisachem. So how is it any different than El Nazir, which is a type of shlamim that also has the ikah bahadei lechem, also brings a lechem ubay nesachem and has nesachem as well? So you shouldn't be so surprised that the carbon toda, although it has lechem, it also should have nesachem. So the Gemara explains the difference between El Nazir and the carbon toda, because sakadai tachamina, I would have thought hasam by the El Nazir shnei minim. The only two types of challahs that are brought, and therefore it's not so it's not such a great accompaniment with the lechem so therefore you need nesachim. But hacha, when it comes to carbon toda, there are b'minim, the four types of breads that are being brought, that's enough of a an accompaniment for the carbon. So maybe you would think by the toda there shouldn't be nesachim. Kamash blan, even though the carbon toda has four types of minim, it still does need nesachim. So you see from here, just the Indian of Nesachim, it's not necessarily just there to accompany the thing. It's a little bit more than just that, because had it been, the Havamina was that it's just there to be Tafel, and we already have Lechem Toda. So the Kamash one, that no, Nesachim are not really there to serve, to enhance the carbon. It's serving some other function. I don't know what it is, but that seems to be the Havamina Maskana, the relationship of Nesachim to the carbon, carbonos in general. So then the Gemara says, we had earlier, Lichta Rachmana. Why didn't the pasuk just simply say lefela neder obenedava? Just those words alone. Below, but you don't have to have all the other drashas of ola. So, because the Gemara says ilo kasirachmana ola. Had the pasuk not said ola in addition to neder and edava, I would have simply thought vasisam yishal Hashem. It says anything that's done on a carbon on a mizbeach, that's a klal. And then it says lefali neder and edava, that's a prat. And then it says again in the pasuk lereach nichoach, which is another chazar of a klal. And we can apply klalu pradu klal. What's the rule? Iatadon ella kena prat. Then we're able to expand it to any other example that's similar to the prat. So what would the prat be? If, again, if we're not using the word ola, the prat simply is neder and nedava. I would have concluded ma prat hamufarish davar shein bo ella ba alachet. Just like the examples given, name the neder and nedava don't come on a chet. You can't make a neder nedava on a carbon chatas. Af kol, so to she'ein ba'alachet, so to any other carbon that doesn't come on a chet, also requires nesachim. So otzah, I would have excluded from this, chatas ve'asham, she'ein ban alachet. So those two don't fit into the calculation here, the equation, because chatas asham do come based on a chet, and therefore there's no nesachim, but I would have included avi b'chor u'maisir pesach she'ein ban alchet. These three carbonos do not come as a result of a chet, and maybe they should require nesachim, and so for that reason, tamal omar, you have to say ola. The neder and nedava, those words would not have been sufficient to exclude these last three carbonos. Ola excludes b'chor, maisir and pesach, none of which are a carbon ola. So Gemara says, now hasha dechsiv ola. So now that the pasuk says ola to exclude these last three karbanos, it's a klal uprathu. And we should say, mam rabbeis bey, what are you coming to include the klal uprat? We're coming to include, again, it's no longer a klal prat, or klal, rather it's now a klal uprat. Why is it klal uprat now? Because the pasuk, where's the whole pasuk? I'm trying to find it on the side here, just a second here. Why are we learning this as a klal prat now, as opposed to klal prat or klal? Right, you see Rashi here. Rashi is my marbisbei. It's, I don't know, like 20 narrow lines down. He said, my marbisbei, the whole va'amris otzi chatas va'asham, ma yeshachalom lomar, ma prat mefarish afkol, my new dekamar liribuye mipradze. So what are you trying to include? Now that we added the word ola, we're including something. Sounds like there's something that has to be included as well that we're adding on to the list. I'm not sure really why that is the conclusion. So let's just see what the Gemara answers. Ma prat, just like the example of ola and neder nedava mifarash she'eno mechuyev. I guess you have to re-understand this is a klal prat now. It's mefurah she'enu mechuyev ve'omed, that the prat is something that's not a chiv. It's all these things are things that people take upon themselves as a neder and a dava. So to afkol she'enu mechuyev ve'omed, so to anything else that you're not chayv to bring. So what else is that going to include? Lahavi v'lados kudshim. If you're makdish an animal that's kudshim and it gave birth, or tmurasan, or you did tmur on a ola or shlamim, or ola banim about minat mosaros, or you have a ola that's leftover, that's extra, or the motion is sachem, that's extra, or an ashim shenitek l'ri'iya, that was an ashim that was leftover, and you let it graze, and it got a mum, and you were redeemed it. All these cases, v'chol ha'dzvachim shenizbechu shlo l'shman, all these other karbonos, none of which are able to fulfill your chiv at all, but they still have a certain level of kedusha to them, all these as well, when you bring them, it also requires nisachim. That's what we're including from this pasuk of ola, ozerech lafali neder, this new klal, again, it's including these types of karbanos. Again, they're not fulfilling chiyuvim, but you can bring them anyways. They require nisach. These are temura. These are vladas kachim. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, v'hashad amris, oh, now that we say the word oh, going back now for a second, that oh is separating between a bakar or minatzon. It's a drasha. So now we have to say, what's a drasha when it says lefali neder ol mendava lamali? So what do we learn for the word oh in this context? So the Gemara says lechalkum, to separate the two of them. It's tzirich. Kasaka daitach, I mean, I would have thought a person makes a neder nedava ad demaisi neder u nedava loli bai nisachim. Maybe if it said in the pasuk lefali neder u nedava, I would think you only need nisachim if you're bringing both a neder nedava together. If you bring the nether on its own, that requires nisachim. And so to iisi nedava lechudei, if you bring a nedava on its own, also laisi nisachim. So that's what we learn for the word oh, that each one individually, nether, nedava, both respectively require a set of nisachim. So the Gemara says, nahanicha l'Rabbi Yoshua, this all makes sense to Rabbi Yoshua, because had it said nether unedava, Rabbi Yoshi says that Vav always means N, it's a unit. So there was such a Havamina that you would have to bring Nisachim only when you bring both of them. Oh, tells us they're separate. Ella le Rabbi Yonasan, who says, even if it says the word Vav, Lefali Neder U Nidadava, he would have still interpreted that to be or. Either one would require Nisachim. So why does the Pasuk have to say, oh, what's the drush of oh, Lamali? So the Gemara explains, Saka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Aisi Neder Lechudei Lebai Nisachim. Aisi Nedava Lechudei Lebai Nisachim. I would think if you brought each one individually, Eina Chanami, if it said Lefali Neder, oh, is that right? U Nedava, each one on its own would have required its own set of Nesachim. I would have also thought, I see Neder, U Nedava, Tiske B'Nesachim Chad. But let's say I brought a Neder and Nedava together, the Havamina would have been they require only one Nesachim for both them together. You're bringing two Karbanos, but only one Nesachim had it said the letter Vav only. Kamashman, since it says, oh, when you bring them together even, they each require its own set of nisachim. That's what's being learned according to Rabbi Yonasan. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now that we're in the whole business of darshaning the words, oh, so what does it mean in this pasuk that we're still learning from, oh, b'mo'adeichem, lamali? So Gemara says, Sakadai techamin, I would have thought, hanimili, it's only true when there's a required nisachim, to kamaisi ola b'neder, Ushlamim bin Nedava, if you brought Ola for the nether, and you use your Shlamim as the Nedava, or Inami, Ipchar, the opposite, where you're using an Ola for the Nedava and Shlamim for the nether, Aval Hecha de Kamaisi Ola v'Shlamim bin Nedir. If you bring an Ola and a Shlamim together as a nether, or Inami, Ola, Ushlamim both as a Nedava, they're both the same nether or Nedava, Shem Nedir Echad, it's called a nether. I'm bringing two Karbanos, but it's both a nether. Or I'm bringing two Karbanos, but they're both Nedava, or v'shem neder achas, v'shem neder nedava achasi, I would have thought, since it's the same type of fulfilling a neder nedava, tiskelei b'nesachem dechad, it would be sufficient to bring just one set of nesachem for both karbanos, again, since they're the same types. K'mashmalan, oh, b'modeichem, that no. that if you bring two karbanos, even though they're both nadarim, and even though they're both nadavos, they each require its own set of nisachim. So then the Gemara says, what does it tell us in the pasuk? V'chisase ben bakar ola. O zavach lamali. In that context, what is the word O coming to teach us? So the Gemara explains, it's derech sakadach lamina. I would have thought, hanimile, when is it true that you bring nisachim for each carbon on its own? Hecha de kamaisi ola usham v'neder, inami ola usham v'nedava. Aval hecha de kamaisi shtei olos. Let's say you bring two olos, b'chad neder, chad nedava, or inami shtei shlamim, chad neder, chad nedava. This time we're saying the neder nedava is different, but the type of carbon being both olos. Or both shlamim, ema, since it's the same ola or the same shlamim, it should be sufficient, shame shlamim achasi, or shame ola achasi, v'tiske le b'nisachim d'chad. Maybe you could bring for both karbanos just one set of nisachim, k'mashvla, no. Even though they're both shlamim, and even though both they're olos, you still have to bring two separate nisachim for each individual karban. So then the Gemara asks, "Lafali neder ola nedava, lafali neder ola shlamim, rather lamali." What's the O telling us in that pasuk, in that phrase? Sakadat Chamina would have thought, "Hani mile, when do you bring a set of nesachim for each individual carbon? Heicha de ma'isi shtei olos chada b'neder v'chada b'nedava. Only when you bring two olos, one to neder, one to fulfilling a nedava, or inami shnei shlamim. They're both shlamim, but one's a chada nedava, neder chada nedava. Something different about them. About let's say scenario, heicha de ma'isi shtei olos b'neder." You bring two olos for a nether, and two olos for a nedava. They're all olos. Or inami shnei shlamim b'nether, shnei shlamim b'nedava. There's two different cases, meaning you bring all olos as nether, or all olos as nedava, or all shlamim as nether, or all shlamim as nedava, meaning they're all the same. You bring the same exact karbanos twice. Maybe there, since it's shem ola echad, v'shem nether echad, maybe it should be sufficient. V'tishke lebe nesachim dechad. K'mashmalan, even though they're both nedarim and both olos, or any of the other examples we gave, you still require a separate set of nesachim for each of the karbanos. Gemara now says that according to Rabbi Yoshia now, hai min habakar o min hatzon lamali. So we go back for a second from yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Yoshia, he said that we learned from the pasuk of min habakar o min hatzon that to exclude a bird. Rabbi Yonasan says you don't need to tell me that. So the Gemara wants to know, what does he learn from the pasuk min habakar or min hatzon? What's the word O telling us according to Rabbi Yoshia? So Gemara says, I would have thought, hani mile, when does a carbon individually require nisachim, betray mini, two types of animals, whether it's bakar, whether it's tzon. But let's say you bring two tzons or two bakars, maybe it's the same species of animals, it should be sufficient to bring one set of nesachim, kamashman from the word o, that they have to be, even though they're the same type of animal, it still requires a separate karban on each of them. And then the Gemara says, in this very parsha that we're darshaning all the words of nesachim, and it says, in this way you should do to one of them. Lamali, what's this pasuk telling us? So Gemara answers, hani mile, when is it true again that you have to bring nesachim on each carbon individually? When you bring them at separate times. First you bring one carbon, then you bring another one. You bring them all the very same moment. Maybe there, since everything's the same time, and perhaps if the same animal and the same type of carbon, everything's exactly the same. So maybe there it should be sufficient with one nesachim for multiple karbanos. K'mashvlan, we don't care about the timing, we don't care about the type of species, the type of carbon. They always require a separate set of nesachim. That's what we learn from all these drushas. Okay, the Gemara now says, towards the bottom of the two dots in the Amud here, Ella she chatasel she mitzarev hashamal ta'on nisachim. Even though there's a general principle that a chatas and an asham do not require nisachim, the two exceptions are the chatas of the mitzara and the asham of the mitzara are the only two that do require nisachim. So menachem emile, how do you know that's to be the case? The Tanur Rabbanan, the writes, it teaches us in Parshas Mitzara that shlosha estronim soles mincha, the three amounts of estronim of soles for the mincha. And you end up mixing them with oil. Then it says, "B'mincha haba imazevach." This is referring to the mincha that accompanies the karban. Hakasa medaber. That's what it's referring to. Fine. So it's telling us that when a person brings, he ends up bringing three sheep for the. It says in the pasuk. Read the whole pasuk. It says, "Bayom Ashmini yikach shnei kvasim tamimim, two sheep v'kavsa achas bashnasa." Then you take another female sheep. So the three sheep and end up being three asaronim. So we see that's the ratio of three karbanos to three asaronim. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer, you think mincha ba mezavach, referring to the mincha that accompanies a karban. Maybe referring to the person brings a separate carbon that in addition to the carbonos they have to bring for the three sheep, they have to bring a fourth carbon, a mincha. A mincha is considered a separate carbon, not to say to accompany the sevach, but as a standalone, as a fourth carbon. There's a carbon mincha, as a standalone carbon. There are three sheep and a fourth carbon mincha. So the Gemara says, Kishu Omer, when it says Veheela Koinisa Ola Vasa Mincha, when you bring the Ola and the Mincha onto the Mizbeach for the Mitzorah, Havi Omer Bemincha Ba'im Azavach HaKasamadab, it's clear that the Pasuk is connecting the Ola and the Mincha the Ola, that's referring to the Mincha that comes Machmas the Ola, deferring to the Minchas Nesachim. So the Gemara says, Vadain Eni Yodeh, still I don't know, Im Tuna Nesachim Vimlav, we still don't know though if the Chatas and the Asham require Nesachim. The Gemara says, Tamalomar, the yain lenesach revis hahin tase al haola ola zevach lekeves echad. So you see that you do yain on the you bring yain and nisachim onto the ola. Ola zu olas mitzora. So what does it mean? The pasuk when it says ola zevach, zevach zu chatas mitzora. What does it mean? Ola zevach. Ola zevach means asha mitzora, telling us that each one of the three karbanos that I brought, the ola, the shlamim, and the chatas, rather, ola, chatas, and asham, each one require yain lenesach, they require the nesachim to accompany it. Fine. So the Gemara then says, b'tepik le'tervayu mizevach. Why don't you learn from the word zevach that both the chatas and asham are both implied by the word zevach? Why do you have to have a separate drasha that o implies the asham? So the Gemara explains, the Amar Mar, it says in a different context with regards to the Nazir in Parshas Naso, it says, Chatas v'asham minayin. How do you know when it's talking about the cooking, they cut the hair of the Nazir, you cook it below the fire of the Zevach Shaman? The Pasuk says, V'lokacha se'ar rosh nizro, you take the hair of the Nazir after you've cut it, V'nasan al ha'esh, you place on the fire, asher tacha Zevach Shaman, below the Zevach Shaman. So how do you know that now if you place it below the shlamim, but if you place it below the chatas or asham instead, one's yotze the requirement to burn the hair under a carbon? Tamalomar zevach, that zevach, not only shlamim, but zevach shlamim seems to include even a chatas and an asham. So the Gemara says, just like we have by a nazir, the word zevach includes asham and chatas, why don't we say by the mitzorah the word zevach alone implies chatas and asham? And so the Gemara answers, Hani Mila, it's only true by the Nazir case, since you're doing them together, all the halachas are the same, that both the Chatas and Asham are coming to be matir, the Nazir, with all the various halachas of drinking wine and going to the basic kvaros. But in a situation like the Mitzorah, where the Asham and the Chatas are serving different functions, you wouldn't be able to learn them from the same drasha. What are the different functions of the Asham and Chatas by the Mitzorah? When it comes to the Mitzorah, the Asham is matir, the Mitzorah, to all the Dinim to go back to the Machane Shechina, and the Chatas is coming to be mechaper on the Averos that brought him to the Mitzorah in the first place. So therefore, since there are two different tachlises of the Chatas and Asham, Ba'ina and Trey Kroy, you need two separate psukim, the Zevach for one, and the Ol Lezevach for the other drasha, and therefore it's very different than the case of Nazir, where both the Chatas and Asham are coming to accomplish the same thing, namely to be matir the Nazir. Gemara now says Zevach Zo Chatas Mitzora. We said above. So Ve'ema Chatas V'Asham De Nazir. So maybe it's referring to the Chatas and Asham of the Nazir. How do you know that this passage is referring to Mitzora at all? So Gemara says Lo Saka Daitachi. You wouldn't think that this is referring to the Nazir. Because the Tanya, we already know the Nazir. It says in the Braisa that Minchasam v'niskayam. So it's talking about, this is the context of a Nazir. And it says by the Nazir, the words Minchasam v'niskayam, be'olaso b'shlama v'akasam medaber. It's referring to that the Nazir requires Mincha and Nisachim for its Ola and for its Shlamim. Ata omer be'olaso b'shlama. You think it's referring to the Ola and the Shlamim of the Nazir. O einu ela afil b'chatas. May it's referring to the Chatas of the Nazir. Tamalomar v'sa'ayl yaseh zevach shlamim minchaso v'nisko. And the ram, you should make it into a shlamim and have the mincha and the nisachim join it. Ayl b'chlal, haya. So the Gemara says the ayl was already mentioned earlier. It was already implied by the words minchaso v'niskem, by the earlier pasuk. How can the pasuk now specify the ol ayl? Lama yaseh, why do they single out ayl? So the Gemara explains, la hakish alav, to make a hekesh, to Ma Ayil Miyucha, just like Ayil was singled out, and it's a Shlamim, Ba B'Neder U'B'Nedava, that an Ayil and Shlamim can come as a Neder Nedava, and it requires Nisachim. Af Kol, so to all the Karbonos of a Nazir, Ba B'Neder U'Nedava, such as the Ola, require the Nisachim. As opposed to the Chatas and the Asham, which are not part of this calculation, cannot come as a Neder and Nedava, does not have Nisachim. And therefore, there's never a Havamina that a Nazir, a Chatas and Asham, should require Nisachim based on this Joshua. So we can look back at the word Zevach in the beginning. This Brisa is telling us Zevach can't be Nazir, it must therefore be referring to Chatas Mitzora, that it's the exception that does have Nisachim. So the Gemara says, we said also earlier that the word Ola, that Ola Zu Ola Smitzara, that Ola Smitzara does require Nisachim. So Gemara says, how do you know it's referring to Ola Smitzara? Maybe Ema Ola Yoledes, referring to Ola Yoledes. When a woman gives birth, she has to bring an Ola. Maybe that Ola of hers needs to have Nisachim. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ola Yoledes, Mesefer the Kronafka. We learn that din of Ola Yoledes from the end of the Pasuk, that she does require bringing Nisachim with her Ola. How do we know? The Sani of the Brisa tells us the Rabbi Nosson Omer. It says in the Pasuk the word Lakeves was a teaching us Zo Olas Yoledes. So we already know the Olas Yoledes, so therefore the other Ola is referring to Olas Mitzara. Gemara then says, Ha'echad, when it says in the Pasuk Ha'echad by Nisachim, Ze'echad, Achadasar Shemaiser, Shekarv Shlamim, that too requires Nisachim. I'll explain what that means in just a second. Shlamatzinu la Bechlal Torah Hashay Tafel. The din is when we take Meiser Behema, you have a whole pen of animals and you have them walk out. Every 10th animal you have to hit with a little mark, that's called Meiser Behema. Let's say the guy accidentally calls the 11th animal Meiser as well. The din that the last parak of Becharos, one of the Mishnayos, tells us that if you call the 11th animal Meiser, it has a din of Meiser as well. The certain halachas, even though it's not really Meiser Behema, you need to treat it like such a carbon. That animal also, that 11th animal that you call Asiri, also requires Nisachim. That's learned from the Pasuk Ha'echad, even the 11th animal as well. Let's go further. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar. Rav says, we had said before earlier about the question of how can we, the word Zevach is coming to include the Bitzorah. Well, why don't we say it refers to the Nazir, or maybe the Ola refers to Olas Yoledes? How come Hirav says no? You know the answers to all this? Eze davar shetzarach shlosha ribuyim havi omer ze mitzora. The Pasuk says Ola o Zevach. We learned one thing from Ola, one thing from O, and one thing from Zevach. We learned three different drashas. So he says, what's the one karbon that requires three drashas because it has three karbonos connected to it? It must be the mitzora. The mitzora has three karbonos. There's a chatas, there's an asham, and there's an ola. There's no other karbon that has, or a whole concept that has these three karbonos, and therefore, by definition, by default, I guess, it has to be referring to the mitzora, and can't be referring to yoledes, and a combination of yoledes and nazir. So then the Gemara says earlier, it says also by the Nisachim, it says the word la'ayil. So what do we learn from the word la'ayil that's mentioned in the context of Nisachim, lamali? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes l'rabos elo shel Aaron. The ram that Aaron brings on Yom HaKippurim, it comes from out of pocket. That also, his ayil requires the Nisachim as well. So Gemara says, why do you need the drasha la'ayil to teach you that? La'ayil, we have elo shel Aaron mi'moadechem nafka. Shouldn't that be learned from moadechem that all the karbanos and moadim require Nisachim? You don't need a separate drasha for his ayil. So Gemara says, I would have thought from the word b'moadechem hani mili de tzibur. Only karbanos tzibur, like the karban musaf, only those require Nisachim. Aval the yach, that's which comes from the personal one. Lo, since the ayil of Aaron had to come out of his pocket, even though it was brought in Yom Kippur, it was still a personal karbam, there's a havamina that may not require nisachim, and that's why the word la'ayil includes even elo shel aram. So ma'ishna me'olas yachid, so why is it any different than olas yachid, where we had with a dino olas yachid, a karbon, olas yoledes rather, requires nisachim, even though it's a olas yachid. So elo shel aram is also karbon yachid, that should also require nisachim. Why would there be havamina any different? So the Gemara says, sagadat techamina, there's a difference between the yoledes and then the Elo Sha'aron, even though they're both Karbanos Yachid, Hani Mile, Davar Shein Kavulos Ma. Maybe the only time the Torah was Mechayiv you to bring Nisachim on a Karban Yachid is when it's a Karban that has no set Zman, you have to bring Nisachim. About Davar Shein Kavulos Zman, a Karban Yachid that has a set time, namely the Elo Sha'aron that must come on the 10th day of Tishrei, aim alone. Maybe it doesn't require Nisachim. It's not the same model as the Karban Yoledes. Kamashmalam from the word olayol, that even the Eil Shaar and even the carbon yachad that's kavu lemzman does require nisachim. So then the Gemara says, what do you learn for the word o la'ayol amali? What's the word o teaching us? We've been learning that the word o is always including something. So Gemara says, le'rabos es ha'palgas. What's a palgas? Palgas is the animal that's between the different ages of the ram. I'm not sure it's called when it's younger, but like the first 30 days in the second year. So when it's younger, apparently the first year of the animal, it's called an ayol. And then when it's called it's a keves when it's a young year old, and it's aile when it's 2 years old. For the first 30 days of the second year, it's called a palgas. It's some lashon palga, like halfway. It's like in the middle. It's a transition stage. So even that, when you bring up palgas, that too requires bringing nisachim along with it. So Gemara says, Hanich l'Rabbi Yochanan damar bria b'fuhu. It makes sense if you hold that a pilgus is considered a separate creature and therefore requires its own separate drasha. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Para. Hikrivo mevi alav niske ayil vein olala mizivchal. So let's say a person's makriv, he's makriv a pilgus. He has to bring the regular nesachim of that of an ayil. But still, it doesn't fulfill his obligation. Meaning, if the guy took upon himself to bring an ayil and brought a pilgus, it doesn't fulfill its requirement. If he took upon himself to bring a sheep, a keves, and he bring a pilgus, it doesn't fulfill it either. We're not sure. Because it's a different bria. He didn't take upon himself a pilgus. There's an ayo, there's a keves, and there's a pilgus, or palgus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oh, the ayo is a rabos, is a palgus. As a separate drasha, when you bring that bria, bifni atzma, so that requires a separate nesachim. However, el par pada, damar maisi, according to him, who thinks that apparently the palgus is either an ayil or keves, we just don't know which one it is, but he did fulfill his obligation, perhaps. You should say, maisi umasin. Let's say a guy brought a palgus to fulfill his sheep, its keves. He should bring a ayil and say, if my palgus was a keves, it let me my chiv. If it's not, he can make a tanai. And the sveika, who's a safik, it's a crawler, bui sveika. Does the word ol ayil have to include a din of a suffix? There's no sveikas in the Torah's eyes. We have sveikas, but the Torah knows the palgus, either it's an ayil or it's a keves. It's not a bria b'fnei atzma that requires a separate drasha. And the Gemara says, vadai lebar pada kasha. You're right. According to Bar Pada's understanding, so this whole drasha is a kasha. We don't know what to do with the word o on ol ayil. So then the Gemara says, go back into the pasuk we said earlier. Kacha yaseh l'shur ha'echad. This is what you do to one echad, one shur. Ola ayil echad, ola seh, b'kvasim over izim. So this pasuk we're trying to darshan right now to finish off the daf. The Gemara says l'shur ha'echad. According to one shur, ma tamalomer. What do we learn from it? Lefisha matinu shachalak ha'kasev bein niske ayil the niske keves. Since we know the pasuk distinguishes between an ayil, which is a 2-year-old ram, and a keves, which is only a 1-year-old ram. So one may think to distinguish between a cow, which is 2 years old, and a calf, which is only 1 year old. The dinim of the cows are all the same, whether it's big, whether it's small, it's the same din. It's all the same din. So then the Gemara says, what do you learn for the word o la'ayil? Ma tamalomer. The fishim atinu shechalak ha'kazah bein niske ben shana l'niske ben shtayim. There's a difference between a 1-year-old ram versus a 2-year-old ram in terms of the nisachim. Yacha, one may think, nachlak bein niske ben shtayim l'niske ben shalosh. Maybe we should distinguish between a 2-year-old ram and a 3-year-old ram. Tamalomer, o la'ayil ha'echad. Once the animal ram reaches the age of 2, is your ayil. I don't care if he's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. Once he's an ayil, it all has the same dinim. There are no distinctions between a younger ram and a older ram. Once it hits the age of 2. O la'aseh b'kvasim, whether it's referring to sheep, what's it telling me? Ma tamalomer, l'fi shematinu shechalak ha'kasa bein niske keves l'niske ayil. That is the chilik between a young ram and an older ram. Yacha nechalik. One may think to distinguish between bein niske kifsa l'niske rechela, between a 1-year-old female and a 2-year-old female of a sheep. Tamalomar ola seba kvasim, that all the dinim, whether it's a male or female, there's no chilik at all between a female. The chilik's only with regards to the male sheep, a 1-year-old versus a 2-year-old, but there is no chilik between a 1-year-old female sheep and a 2-year-old female sheep. So then the Gemara says, oh, va'izim atamalomar, what do you learn from this? Is referring to goats now. There's a chilik between a 1-year-old ram versus a 2-year-old ram. Yachol nechalik bein niske nigidi. Niske, sorry, one may think between a distinction, there should be a chilik between a 1-year-old goat, a kid, versus a sire, which is a 2-year-old, an older one. Tamalomar, oh, va'izim, all goats, regardless of the age, they are all the same. So Amar Rava, Papa says, Badik la na Rava. Rava was testing us, and he asked, Niske Rechela Bekama. How many Nisachim, what size Nisachim do you have to bring for your 2-year-old Rechela, 2-year-old sheep? That was the test he had asked us. Upashtina Lemi Masisi. We learn from the Mishnah that says that Gedi Mishamish Leniske Tzon, Shagadalim, Shakatanim, Shazacharim, Shanakevos, Chutz Mishal Ayalim. When it comes to the goats, apparently, and perhaps I guess the sheep are like this as well, there is no chilik whether it's old, whether it's young, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, it all has the same dinim, the nesachim say the same. The only chilik that we ever find is with regards to the ram. And since the rechel is not a ram, therefore there is no chilik between the different nesachim. Okay, everyone, have a good day, a good Chodesh, and a good Shabbos.